In this week's parasha, we find the Klal Yisrael is counted one final time. The Svasemis points out that there was a minyan of Klal Yisrael which took place during the time of the Mishkan, which was when the Bereshit comes to put his Shekhinah amongst Klal Yisrael. That basically was the end of the process of Matan Torah, like the Ramban points out at the beginning of Parsha's Shuma, that Mishkan really was a way to take the ongoing presence of Har Sinai into Klal Yisrael. And now Klal Yisrael is going into the Boye Oretz, are going into Eretz Yisrael. And as the Boye Oretz, they're counted one more time. He says that the reason why they're counted, he touches this idea, which is an interesting idea. We look at numbers, and we see numbers many times. The goal of putting something in numbers is you obscure the individual. There's a total of this many people. And that's a way to forget the idea that it's many, many individual people, each one with their own issues. That's one of the issues we have with the 6 million. It's not 6 million people. It's one person killed with all the pain and destruction and that means 6 million times over. So that's what numbers many times obscure the individual. But the Sosema says over here that the goal of the numbers was to tell each person he was a significant part of the process. He has his own chelik and Torah. That was the minyan by Har Sinai, was to tell Klal Yisrael each one has their own chelik and Torah. Over here, it's to stress each individual, each one has their own chelik and Eretz Yisrael. Ramban says that the minyan which took place by Har Sinai, he says it was a tremendous chus for each person to walk, and they would come and they'd present themselves in front of Moshe and Aaron. They would get a tremendous bracha from that each person was counted as an individual. That there was a total, and Klal Yisrael has a total. But the point was to give a message to each person that you are significant, you count. So the same thing comes true now when it comes to going there to Israel. Each one has their chelik. So it doesn't pass the chara to understand it just at a simple physical level. Each one gets a portion there to Israel. We wouldn't need this whole process of counting. We dole out portions and everybody get their inheritance. The thing is, taking this thought, which we had before, the Chari would indicate that there is something more than that. Giving a person a chelik in Eretz Yisrael was to say that which you received the Torah before, there's a place where you're going to take that and you're going to translate that into reality. You're going to do something with it. You're going to take the land of Eretz Yisrael and make it produced for you because you have a role that you have to play. So it's starting with the role that a person has to play. And that was the Nesina Zatara. The message of that was, Rashi points out, the Russian spoke to each individual at their level. So the Nech Hashem Elokecha for Reuven was a different Nech Hashem Elokecha than the Nech Hashem Elokecha for Shimon, etc. So each person got their own personal message, because each person has their own role that they have to play. And the Torah has to give them, teach them what they have to do from their vantage point and their needs. So it comes Lamaisa, the translate that into Lamaisa. The goal of Eretz Yisrael is to take the Torah and translate it into Lamaisa. Again, each person has a special role. Each person has a special chelik. So the message over here of the counting before they go into Eretz Yisrael is that a very strong reminder to each person: you have a role that you have to play in Klal Yisrael. You are unique, and that the person should never be obscured, that he's less significant or more significant than the person next to him. You all count as one individual in Klal Yisrael. You have a very important status that confers. So each member of Klal Yisrael, the biggest Talmid Chacham, and the person who's next to him who's not as big as him, they all count as one when it comes to, in the Bereshit's eyes, and the role that they have to play. Have a good Shabbos.